A time of Lectio Divina for the discerning heart.
The fifth Sunday of Easter.
As you begin, take a deep breath and exhale slowly. For the next few moments, surrender all the cares and concerns of this day to the Lord. Say slowly from your heart, Jesus, I trust in you. You take over. Become aware that He is with you, looking upon you with love, wanting to be heard deep within your heart. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 12.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God still, and trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. If there were not, I should have told you. I am going now to prepare a place for you, and after I have gone and prepared you a place, I shall return to take you with me, so that where I am, you may be too. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you know me, you know my Father too. From this moment, you know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, let us see the Father, then we shall be satisfied." "Have I been with you all this time?" Philip said, Jesus to him, "and you still do not know me? To have seen me is to have seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Let us see the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak as from myself. It is the Father living in me who is doing this work. You must believe me when I say that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Believe it on the evidence of this work, if for no other reason. I tell you most solemnly, whoever believes in me will perform the same works as I do myself. He will perform even greater works, because I am going to the Father."
What word made this passage come alive for you? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, give the Lord an opportunity to speak to you.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God still. And trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. If there were not, I should have told you. I'm going now to prepare a place for you. And after I have gone and prepared you a place, I shall return to take you with me, so that where I am, you may be too. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you know me, you know my Father too. From this moment, you know him and have seen him."
What did your heart feel as you listened? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, through Him, with Him, and in Him, listen to the Word. Jesus said to His disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God still, and trust in Me. There are many rooms in My Father's house. If there were not, I should have told you. I am going now to prepare a place for you, and after I have gone and prepared you a place, I shall return to take you with Me, so that where I am, you may be too. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said, "Lord, we do not know where You are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through Me. If you know Me, you know My Father too. From this moment you know Him and have seen Him." Philip said, "Lord, let us see the Father, then we shall be satisfied." "Have I been with you all this time," Philip said, Jesus to him, "and you still do not know Me? To have seen Me is to have seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Let us see the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in Me? The words I say to you, I do not speak as from Myself. It is the Father living in Me who is doing this work. You must believe Me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in Me. Believe it on the evidence of this work, if for no other reason. I tell you most solemnly, whoever believes in Me will perform the same works as I do Myself. He will perform even greater works, because I am going to the Father."
What touched your heart in this time of prayer? What did your heart feel as you prayed? What do you hope to carry with you from this time with the Lord? Let us now close with the prayer to the Father that Jesus gave us. Our Father,